Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "And hold fast, all of you together, to the rope of Allah, and be not divided among yourselves." Today, the Muslim community is fragile and brittle. The fabric of unity and mutuality that should bind us has instead been torn apart by our lust for power, sectarianism, materialistic desires, and racial prejudices. The Muslim Ummah is diverse, consisting of people from a myriad of cultures and races. We are different in so many ways, but these differences should not be a cause for disunity. Instead, we must put our differences aside and allow our diversity to empower our Ummah. Our Islamic faith must nourish the bond of mutuality that unites us all. You're listening to The Voice of a Muslima, the podcast, episode 1 of season 1, Islam, a Way of Life. In this episode, I'll be talking about why it is important for us to unite and what are things that we can do to help unite our Ummah. This episode was written by me and my wonderful cousin. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah, she has supported me so much on this journey, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward her for her generosity and her extensive support. Allahumma ameen. Assalamu alaikum everyone. This is the Voice of a Muslima, the platform that wishes to connect with the youth of our Ummah by learning more about Islam and how it is not just a religion, but a way of life. In this podcast, I'll relate societal issues and other aspects of our life with the teachings of Islam in hopes of inspiring the hearts of others to love their religious identity and to convey the message. My sole purpose is to connect with the youth of our Ummah to foster bonds of friendship and kindness amongst ourselves. By the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm absolutely thrilled to even think about traveling on this journey with you all. I hope you stay tuned for more episodes. So why is it important for us to be united? It's so important for us to be united because if we wish to defend Islam and if we wish to practice Islam, we have to cooperate with each other. We can't be working together if we refuse to set aside our disparities, because a divided ummah will result in nothing but utter destruction and will lead us nowhere to fulfilling our goal. Disunity is the product of a combination of so many factors, such as the differences in interpretations of the Sunnah, the differences in interpretations of other aspects of Islam, and the different sects in Islam. The conflict and disagreement that results from these disparities inhibits the growth of cooperation and brotherhood and sisterhood in our Ummah. Arrogance and jealousy are also qualities that result in disunity. It is very, very important for us to learn that we must wish the best for one another. As the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, "None of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself." And this is reported in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim. Another reason why there is disunity in our Ummah is the sin and evil that pervades our Ummah. Today, many Muslims engage in major sins so much more than before, and some of us are weak in iman while others are strong in iman. But what's important to understand here is that we are not the judges of character. We have no right to determine whether someone has a weak or strong faith. That knowledge is not within us. We don't know whether someone has a strong iman, whether someone has a weak iman. Only thing we know is based on what we see them do, what we see, how we see them practice Islam. But we can't be the accurate judges of that. So instead of creating discord and conflict amongst ourselves, we can offer them assistance and guidance, and we can keep them in our dua, and we can pray for them. We have to show them love and respect. We have to show our Muslim brothers and sisters love and respect. And we cannot afford to hate one another and to show contempt to one another. We have to remember that we all are Muslims, no matter what level we practice Islam. If we wish to unite our ummah, we need to ensure that we wish for all our Muslims what we wish for ourselves. So what are steps that we can take to start on the path of achieving unity? You know, we talk about achieving unity, we need to be united, but like, what can we do to achieve unity? So I have two main reasons listed here, but there are so many reasons. But my first reason is support. So what can we do to support each other? Support comes in many forms, and it's not restricted to people we deal with and people we know personally. Support includes helping anyone whom you any form of assistance. It doesn't matter to whom you provide that assistance to. So it can be your neighbor, or it can even be someone across the world. For example, if someone was to provide financial support to a family on the other side of the world, this family will have special love for them and make dua for them, right? But you don't even know this family, but because you donated to them, because you provided them assistance, they will keep you in your dua and you will get hasanat for helping them. So if you are able to donate to help someone in need, you should always do so. By all means, please, please make sure you do so. Anything that helps someone goes a long way. But other than donating, we can support each other in our everyday actions. And this is like the most important part. It is within our power to offer something positive to each other, right? We don't need money for that. We don't need wealth for that. Every single person can do something nice to one another. So whether it is listening to someone when they're going through a difficult time, smiling at a stranger, or doing any other random act of kindness. So again, let's all play our role to strengthen the ummah, because even though people don't realize it, kindness and mutuality is what we need. It's what we need in order to strengthen the bonds between us. And it can go a long way, as I said earlier. The second step I have is to trust and believe in each other. And I feel this is one that the world doesn't really have anymore, especially when I look around and I see that we all just hate each other on the most simplest things. And we refuse to set our differences aside. We refuse to believe that there is good in everyone. So it is so, so important for us to have trust in one another, and we cannot assume that someone is untrustworthy just by a first impression of them or whatever it is. We always have to believe that there is good in everyone, and on the basis of this belief, we can spread kindness and inspire religious guidance, which are also general ways that we can promote unity. So there are so, so many ways that we can achieve unity, but in order to achieve unity, we cannot linger on disagreements and allow them to grow extensively. We have to learn to settle our disparities and disputes. And if you feel you just can't let the argument go, or if you can't find a peaceful way to compromise, ask yourself this question. What do you ultimately gain out of persisting in this fight that has no aim to settle on an agreement? Like, what do you ultimately gain by just continuing to fight for no clear purpose? You know, you're not even trying to achieve a compromise. So why do you just continuously fight instead of guiding each other, instead of helping each other? So again, there are so many ways we can achieve unity, but it starts from how we decide to display ourselves. And if we are mean to each other, if we hate each other, if we have contempt for each other, then we are displaying a bad image of Islam, and no one's going to want to trust us. No one's going to want to even think about cooperating. So again, always remember that kindness goes a long way, and you gain nothing out of lingering on an argument or on something that someone did to you I mean, you have every right to fight for yourself. You have every right to defend yourself. But causing disunity, causing more fighting and more discord amongst yourselves won't do anyone any good. And so it is important that we settle our differences aside for the common good. So to conclude, there is so much disagreement, disunity, and hate in this world, now more than ever, when we need unity. The power of unity is so vast, and as a collective, we can make a difference by uplifting those that are vulnerable and feel alone. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, "Verily the believers are like a structure, each part strengthening the other." And to demonstrate this, the Prophet clasped his fingers together. And this is reported in Bukhari. In this hadith, the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ is highlighting the importance of unity in Islam. It's like building a house and all the bricks that work together to provide support for the overall structure. And so even if one brick is faulty, it can be detrimental to the entire structure. So similarly, our ummah is the house, and we are the bricks. So if one of us decides to instigate discord and hate, then the structure of our ummah will eventually fall apart. So it is so, so crucial to support each other in times of need so that the bonds between us are strengthened even in the face of adversity. And if we are strong, then we can work together to eliminate the forces that seek to unjustly weaken the message of Islam. An important message I hope you all leave with today is promote unity. Every time you are on the verge of quarreling with someone, or you're on the verge of using your hate to fuel your rage, think about the disagreement this could result in. Instead of arguing, search for common ground and learn to empower each other based on that mutual goal. So let's all learn to set aside our differences and spread kindness all the time. So I hope you all enjoyed my first ever podcast episode. And I hope you all stay tuned for upcoming episodes, inshallah. So I hope to see you then. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.